Democrats kicked off their national convention last night in Charlotte, and delegates were on their feet at the end of the evening cheering and welcoming the First Lady Michelle Obama to the stage. More on her dramatic speech coming up in just a few minutes, but first, we're joined live in Charlotte by WTOP's Andrew Molenbeek. And Andrew, I know you've been watching some of the local delegations as you continue to cover this convention, as you did the Republican convention. And Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley got himself some FaceTime. How did he do?
Hey, good morning, guys. I thought Governor O'Malley really took the job of being one of the president's biggest defenders, and then he also went on the attack of Mitt Romney. He did kind of this audience participation involving the shout back and forth, forward, not back, and he made the case that Romney's policies would take the country back.
Back to the failed policies that drove us into this deep recession? Back to the days of record job losses? Back to the days when insurance companies called being a woman a pre-existing condition? No, thank you.
And you talked about some of the other local leaders, certainly Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland, and then across the river over in Virginia, Senate candidate Mr. Kane talked about some key issues of the president's first term, health care reform, equal pay for women, and of course that Senate race in Virginia is one of the most watched in the country.
Andrew, all the speakers last night seemed to hit on the theme that the president gets it and Mitt Romney does not. Probably no accident that they all sounded the same theme.
Yeah, you suppose? Well, when we're talking about the First Lady last night, I think any First Lady or wife of a presidential candidate is going to have sort of a similar objective, and that is telling or balancing personal stories with defending her husband's record. And one of the stories that got a lot of laughs here last night with the First Lady was when she told about Mr. Obama picking her up for a date, and the car was so rusty she could actually see the road through the car. She kind of used that story to say that their families had similar backgrounds, similar upbringings, and they didn't begrudge anyone's success. And I think that was key in sort of rebutting the Republicans from last week. Here's the First Lady.
They simply believed in that fundamental American promise that even if you don't start out with much, if you work hard and do what you're supposed to do, you should be able to build a decent life for yourself and an even better life for your kids and grandkids.
Another big applause line from the First Lady.
Now, tonight, the big attention is going to be on former President Bill Clinton, the first time that a former president will actually put into endorsement the name of the nominee.
And I think a lot of people are watching this with great interest because as years move on in particular, former President Clinton just becomes more popular. He has an incredible popularity rating, certainly especially among Democrats, that of higher than the current president. So he has to be sort of careful as well tonight while giving his full endorsement of President Obama, but also not trying to do any sort of comparison with him or try to do a one-upper or who is more popular. So he needs to endorse the president without anyone kind of looking back at his own term.
Excellent. Andrew, thanks. We'll talk to you again.
Sounds good, guys.
WTOP's Andrew Molenbeek in Charlotte.